This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Here, the toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. You can join us here on the radio. You can join us online, freetalklive.com. Get you interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. You can download years worth, over a decade's worth of archives for free. Go and enjoy the website at freetalklive.com. It's Ian and Mark here, as normal, but our special guest co-host is Mike Laurie. Mike, thanks for joining us here tonight.
Glad to be here.
We've been talking about everything from Second Life and open simulations to Harvey Weinstein. One of our callers just brought this up. We have not covered the Weinstein story. As we were saying in the last hour, if you're just tuning in, is anybody really surprised by this? Again, I don't say that to justify what happens.
No.
What he did was horrible, and nobody should do those things. But it's not like this is new as far as stories of sexual abuse coming out of Hollywood producers, the casting couch, the idea that people, not just women, but you know, young men as well in Hollywood have had to give up sexual favors in order to not be punished or to be promoted.
I think the story is valuable because up to this point, there hasn't been a story like this, even though you knew it was going on.
Must be stories like this from the past.
Of this magnitude?
Could it just be rumor?
Well, I mean, there was the Black Dahlia story where there was a starlet who was murdered, and a producer was tied to that I think it was the 40s.
Okay.
And so, you know, there's been stories like that, but the Hollywood press always seemed to hush up a lot of those.
Okay. Yeah, I guess I don't know what the history of these things are. I just figured there was more than just rumors about this kind of thing. But what you're saying is this is the first time it's really been blown big like this?
Best of my understanding. I mean, I haven't seen stories like this before.
Weinstein reached a settlement, according to Jezebel.com, with their running list of the women who have accused Weinstein. The $100,000 settlement was, quote, not to be construed as an admission by Weinstein.
Yeah, he's paid off a lot of people, as I understand it.
But intended, quote, to avoid litigation and buy peace, unquote, according to the legal document reviewed by the New York Times.
The amount of money this guy must have laid out in, hush money.
Big time, yeah.
Why didn't he just hire an escort?
Indeed. That's really the question.
It's
you
a power
want to back
thing.
Up, dude?
It's a power thing.
So that's what you hear. I guess I don't understand.
Well, no, of course we don't understand because we don't do these things. You know, we don't have the desire to do these things. This guy, he may have gotten into this position partially or fully because this was one of the things that he saw as a perk. That he would be able to force himself, because he has a lot of money and power and influence, upon women who otherwise he would not be able to attain. Anybody with whatever, however many hundreds of dollars per hour an escort charges can go and acquire the services of an escort. But the average person cannot acquire the services of, one of these actresses.
Well, let me ask you this. Human beings are similar creatures, right? I mean, they're similar to each other?
Sure.
And if this is about power, see, I question the whole power narrative when it comes to rape. I question it simply because I question everything, and I want to know, and I want to understand. If that women are getting into more and more positions of power, and in Hollywood, there certainly that's occurring. How come you don't hear stories about the female directors, sexually harassing people?
No male that they take advantage of is going to get any credibility in the media.
Who's going to believe that story?
Right. You know, it's just like the whole, you know, who's going to believe a male rape victim?
Even though males do get raped.
They do get raped.
But other males,
vastly
frequently
underreported, and you know it's something where you know because of men's sense of machismo or whatever.
Domestic violence is probably a better example because it's more common than, you know, because it can be difficult for a male to be raped by a female, but ultimately
But that happens too.
But domestic violence happens pretty commonly between males and females. It happens a lot where the females will attack the male in the relationship, but those go, as you're saying, underreported because males don't want to be seen as
losing a fight.
Know, you know, being beaten by a woman.
Right.
But it's not uncommon at all. Italian actress Lucia Stoller, who now goes by Lucia Evans, said Weinstein forced her to perform oral sex during an office meeting. She said, quote, it's according to The New Yorker, at that point, after that is when he assaulted me. He forced me to perform oral sex on him. As she objected, Weinstein took his penis out of his pants and pulled her head down onto it. She said, I said over and over, I don't want to do this. Stop. Don't. I tried to get away, but maybe I didn't try hard enough. I didn't want to kick him or fight him. In the end, she said, he's a big guy. He overpowered me.
It's interesting.
So not only did he have the money and the power and the influence, but he also had the physical ability to overpower a young woman. Actress Asia Argento said Weinstein coerced her into oral sex in his hotel room. According to The New Yorker, she said that after she reluctantly agreed to give Weinstein a massage, he pulled her skirt up, forced her legs apart, and performed oral sex on her as she repeatedly told him to stop. Weinstein, she said, terrified me, and he was so big, it wouldn't stop. It was a nightmare. At some point, she said she stopped saying no and feigned enjoyment because she thought it was the only way the assault would end. She said, I was not willing. I said, no, no, no. It's twisted. A big fat man wanting to eat you. It's a scary fairy tale, Argento said, who insisted that she wanted to tell her story in all its complexity, that she didn't physically fight him off, something that has prompted years of guilt.
Disgusting.
Actress Mira Sorvino recalled him showing up to her apartment. He started massaging my shoulders, which made me very uncomfortable, and then tried to get more physical, sort of chasing me around, she recalled. She scrambled for ways to ward him off, telling him it was against her religion to date married men. At the time, Weinstein was married to Eve Chilton, a former assistant. Then she left the room. Model Ambra Batallana Gutierrez reported her sexual assault, then worked with the NYPD on the sting operation. This was the one that you guys were talking about where it was recorded. Gutierrez says no repeatedly. Weinstein persists. After a while, she accedes to his demand to go upstairs, but standing in the hallway outside his room, she refuses to go further. In an increasingly tense exchange, he presses her to enter. She says, I don't want to. I want to leave. I want to go downstairs. And then asks him directly why he groped her breasts the day before. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. There are at least probably 10 more stories in this this running list of women accusing him. Now, you know, are all the accusations true? Who knows?
Well,
but
I think
it's certainly, you know, when there's a pile on like this, it's hard to really to disbelieve all of it.
Yeah, one wonders in circumstances like this, and I'm not saying that many of these women's story aren't true, but you know, now is your opportunity to get your name in the newspaper, right? Like Ian Freeman, host of Free Talk Live, says Harvey Weinstein touched him in his bikini area. All right, like, and wow, you know, there's your story. So I don't know exactly.
That's how I got the funding for Derek James Victimless Crimes.
I was always skeptical of these sort of stories for many years because of an experience I had in the military. I had served in the Air Force, and when I was after basic training, went on to tech school, and our barracks was a mixed gender barracks. So there was one wing that was women, the rest was men, and I was what was called a ROPE, which was a student leader. And there were other student leaders there, and so we basically would organize the other soldiers, the other airmen, to do various duties around the barracks. And so one of the other leaders had to get some cleaning supplies from a closet that was in the women's wing. And for a male to go in the women's wing, had to have a female escort. And so I was sitting in the TV room, and he asked for a volunteer. And I heard this woman say to another woman, I'm going to get him. And she volunteered, and she went down the hall with him, and within 60 seconds, she came running back screaming, rape, rape, rape.
Whoa.
And the only thing that saved his career was the fact that I had witnessed her saying this. So I was always very skeptical of these sort of stories, but, you know, you have to wonder, given, you know, the numbers and the patterns and just the disgusting sort of stories, and you see...
Hold that thought. More coming up here. Free Talk Live.
The young lady from the rescue delivered happy, and I panicked. She was missing hair, stinky, scabby, and I thought, what did I get us into? The cause of his issue was poor nutrition. It was neglect. The other owners didn't care enough about him to give him the nutrition he needed, but I have a vet that I trust, and she recommended Dinovite.
DinoVite.com.
I ordered the first 90-day supply, and within a couple weeks, his skin started clearing up. He didn't smell. He had more energy. He just had a glow and a bounce about him. We've been using Dinovite for the last year, and Happy the rescue dog is Happy the healthy dog. I tell all my friends who have rescues to give their dog the chance at a new start with Dinovite. It's going to pay off for you and your dog for years to come.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000. DinoVite.com.
I got my Blink home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. If you dial dial toll free. Bring up whatever you want. Our number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian and
Mike Lurie.
And Mark.
Also, you can join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Skype username's lrn.fm. That's where we're going next. We'll go to your calls and thoughts about whatever you want to discuss. And don't forget, you can go shopping with Free Talk Live over at shop.freetalklive.com. That'll take you to links to Walmart. I can no longer promote the old Amazon link that we've been promoting for the last decade because they broke up with us earlier this week.
Aww.
So, you know, if you want to shop on Amazon, you can always go to saveitpurse.com to save big time on, you know, purchases there if you're going to use cryptocurrency. But if you don't have cryptocurrency, then you can shop through our Walmart link now over at shop.freetalklive.com, or you can just go straight to walmart.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live gets a portion of your purchase price. You get the stuff that you want, and you know Walmart and their service and selection. So check it out, walmart.freetalklive.com. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. Whether you want to talk about Harvey Weinstein or other things, it's whatever you want that goes. Dave Ridley is with us here on Skype. Hello, Dave.
Mike Lurie. Mike.
Hey, Dave, how's it going?
We haven't talked in, what, 7 years?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course, this is not in person, but I don't think we've actually, like, opened and closed our mouths at each other in at least 7 years.
All right. Here you are.
But it's good to talk to you. Good to have you on the show.
Sure.
I wanted to let you know some pleasant news, actually. Apparently, super activist Russell Canning is considering a move back to New Hampshire.
Really? Now, longtime listeners may remember Russell's name. He was one of the earliest movers here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, one of the New Hampshire freedom migrations that's been going on here. Did he beat you here, Dave Ridley, or did you beat Russell here? Because you guys were two of the first. You were there when we came here back in 2006. You were two of the earliest movers to the Keene, New Hampshire area. Who was first?
It's funny, when I first met Kat Canning, his wife, it was before she met him. And, you know, the first time I met her, this was probably 2003, and she looked at me kind of suspiciously, and I thought, she'll love me later. She'll think I'm great. Once we start talking about freedom, and sure enough, it happened. And the same exact thing happened with Russell Canning, who ended up marrying her. When I met him in November 2004, when he moved to New Hampshire, he looked at me, and I thought, he's looking at me suspiciously. No problem. He'll love me. But anyway, yeah, we've been close friends over a long period of time, and that, I don't really do close friends.
The Cannings were a couple who, and I didn't realize that they didn't know each other before they moved here, but they were a couple who were doing civil disobedience back in the day, back in like 2004, 2005, in that range here in Keene.
Remember.
And I remember watching those videos of their civil disobedience, which were so inspiring. It made me want to move here to the Keene area. And on top of that, they also were producing a newspaper here called, I believe it was called the New Hampshire Free Press, or it had a different name at another time as well. And spacing on what that one was. It might have been Keene Free Press. I think it was Keene Free Press.
Yeah. And
then they expanded it to New Hampshire Free Press, I believe. And so, you know, just the idea of having media in one place and having all this civil disobedience happening was just so interesting to me. And I thought, I got to get up there sooner rather than later. I got to bring my show up there so we can report on what's happening, because what was happening here in Keene wasn't happening anywhere else, anywhere in the United States, as far as the libertarian movement was concerned. So those two, and then later Lauren Canario, who came up to join them, also just a civil disobedience rock star.
She's great.
She's still here. She still lives here. I just saw her the other day. They ended up leaving. The Cannings ended up leaving because there were some family, I guess, issues that they needed to be close to their family.
Or something?
I don't remember the exact whatever it was, but they ended up moving to Texas. I think it was her side of the family, and they started doing over the road trucking as like one of the trucker couples, where they'd trade off and drive at different times. So what's preempting, or I guess prompting them to consider moving back a decade later?
I'm not sure. It's funny. I don't remember what he said prompted him to do it. We talked for a long time, about a week ago, and I'd been meaning to call you guys about it to let you know. But I guess he's looking at a move to Berlin in northern New Hampshire, partly just because it's easier to park a truck and so forth. But, it was nice to be able to tell him, oh, yeah, this is going on and that's going on. And it seems like there are, you know, the place is really starting to kind of come into its own a little bit as part of the, you know, for a while there wasn't much going on in Berlin, but now.
Oh, yeah, I heard a couple of libertarians are running for city council up there this year.
Yeah, I heard about that, too.
That'll be awesome.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
So, yeah,
I don't care where the activism's going on as long as people are doing it.
And the Cannings really are a great team.
No doubt.
I always enjoyed hanging out with them. I actually fixed their car a few times back in those days.
And people often know of Russell as, you know, he's the guy that tried to get on the plane without showing his ID, you know, and without getting the secondary pat down. Or they think, oh, yeah, he's the guy that tried to hand out flyers in the IRS office and they, you know, they grabbed him and cuffed him in. But the thing that sets him apart in a sense is actually how, the way he puts things. He's really interesting to listen to because he always has a different take on everything from everyone else. And he has a real pithy way of putting it. He really ought to have a podcast or a radio show or something like that.
Yeah, one of the things I always liked about Russell was his attitude during all of it, where even if he was being arrested, he still had a smile on his face. He was cracking jokes with the cops, you know, trying to.
He always took it well. That's
take
for sure.
It as easy as possible.
Yeah, well, that's what you need to do if you're going to be civilly disobedient. You really can't resist physically, or you know, they'll claim that you assaulted them and so forth
and kill you.
And he, you know, he always treated it as, you know, I'm just doing political theater and getting my message out there, and he always had a great approach to things.
Dave, thanks for bringing that good news to us. We'll cross our fingers and hope that he makes it back here, and I think it would be nice to see more people doing the same thing. There have been so many who have come and gone over the years here in New Hampshire. If they'd all stayed, we probably would have double the numbers that we currently do. It's not to say that we don't have a lot of people here. We do. A lot of libertarians have migrated to New Hampshire over the last decade as part of these New Hampshire freedom migrations that have been happening. But, you know, everybody's on their own journey in life. Sometimes sick family beckons somebody away. We just lost somebody here this week because he's a Free Talk Live listener who'd moved up here. Older gentleman, he has to move back to New Jersey due to a family issue that's pulling him back there. And so those things happen. But, you know, I'm sure New Hampshire continues to call. You know, it's wonderful siren song of freedom.
And that, some Bitcoin news. I don't know if you had reported that here, but Bitcoin whale Bruce Fenton. And moved recently.
He just moved up here and bought a bunch of property, apparently.
He bought a huge warehouse outside Portsmouth, and he's going to be building a incubation center for blockchain companies.
I think that's very exciting. I mean, that's what we're starting to see now is the people with capital, the families, the people with businesses are starting to come. They're starting to buy houses and businesses and, you know, become more established, put down roots in New Hampshire, whereas, you know, a decade ago we saw more kind of flighty people coming in and kind of making a splash and then leaving. Dave Ridley has been watching a lot of it. You can check out his reporting over at RidleyReport.com. Thanks, Dave, for the call tonight. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled magmiracle.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and of course you can bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Coming up, special interview with Roger Veer from Bitcoin.com. You may know him as Bitcoin Jesus, longtime listener and supporter here on Free Talk Live. That's on the way here tonight. We're going to start that in our last segment of the radio show, and then we will continue it for people who are listening to the podcast. So if you want to hear the whole thing, you'll have to listen later on to the podcast, available to you over at freetalklive.com. It's Ian, Mike, and Mark in the studio here tonight as we go to your phone calls and your thoughts. By the way, if you want to sign up for our email newsletter, you can do that. Our sign-up box is right there over at freetalklive.com. It's in the middle front top area of the site, freetalklive.com. You put your email address in there, and then we'll send you an email usually about once a week to keep you in the loop with what's going on with Free Talk Live. Let's go to the phones to the fun. Sarah in New Mexico, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah. Hello, Sarah in New Mexico. Going once. Sarah in New Mexico going twice. Do we have Sarah? I guess not. Thanks for the call tonight. Let's go instead to Ricky. He's on the line in Pennsylvania. Go ahead, Ricky.
That's the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania there, brother. And good evening, everybody.
What's on your mind, Ricky?
Well, first off, real quickly, when my brain fell out of my head last time, I damn well know there was no original Constitution, but I was running after a girl all day that's been missing for a week, and I called in the radio like a dumbass walking right in the door. So that being said, something very impressive just happened to me. I think it was just like the other day. I went into the up to the credit union. I have an account there, the one in Stroudsburg. And I went in there, and as usual, you know, friendly, always joking around. I was joking around about the 20, the 2, the 10, and all that stuff. And then I needed to do a little something over there by the, you know, where they got the desk there, where you talk to the information desk. And I was over there, and there was a guy there. And he was before me, and he asked if I could go before him, and I said, no, that's all right. And anyways, at a point, I took my hat off.
So you let the guy go, or you did not let him go?
No, I didn't need to go ahead of him. I waited.
He asked you, hold on, he was ahead of you, and he asked, do you want to go ahead of him? Was what
happened. Yes.
Okay, and you refused. Okay.
Understood.
Right. So in the meantime, I'm waiting. I took off my hat, you know, because I wanted to fix the brim, because going down to Rosemary Brown's office, you know, after that. So what happened is it went, yeah, huh?
I don't know who that is. I don't really care. Go on with your story.
State Representative District 189, currently running for re-election.
Okay. So what happened in the line?
Well, I was fixing my hat, and when I took my hat off, my flag fell off, my battle flag. And the dude's like, he says to me, he says, your cape fell off. I said, oh.
So for listeners that don't know, Ricky is apparently walking around where he lives while wearing the Southern battle flag from the Confederacy.
Right.
Stars and bars.
And I picked it up. Yeah, I picked it up, and I said, you know what? You're kind of right. Mine's got the ties things on it for the flagpole. Uh-huh. And I turned it sideways, put it around my neck, and tied it up, and I did one of these. I said, look at that. Super Confederate. Okay, so good enough. And we talked a little bit about this and that because he asked me, and I was about ready to walk out the door, and all of a sudden I heard from behind me, and here's where it's going to get hot. Communications officer, Ricky, you almost done here? I said, oh, man, what do you want? Is there a problem? And I said, I said, why don't we go outside? That's when he pointed out to me, I said, why you didn't give me crap, you know? And he told me that I can't go in the bank anymore with my battle flag. And the reason
why you're wearing your flags in the bank, all right?
And you were like, hey, buddy, I'm part owner of this organization here. Because it was a credit union, you said, right?
You're a member.
Don't worry. I'm going to tell you why he called the cops on you. It gets real fun.
All right.
Because what happened is he said, well, and I hit my rights, and I pointed them out, and I said, you can't, because he said private property, you know, that's why he can do it. I said, no, you can't, and I'm not going to just listen to you. He said, well, you know what? I don't need you to do that anyways, and he pointed out private property. I said, oh, and I said, what, are you planning on calling the police on me? And he didn't say nothing. And I said, you know what? You're looking to screw me. Let me explain how this. They have Stroud Regional up there. That's a Commonwealth cop. I said, you don't want to call anybody. Be sure don't want to call them because I'm Commonwealth, you're Commonwealth, that bank Commonwealth. And so
I'm not sure why that's supposed to be persuasive.
It's better because you want to screw me using Section 25. You want to call a state cop, but I don't recommend that.
All right, this is getting a little too obtuse. What happened?
Huh?
I said it's getting a little confusing. What happened? Without all the explanation behind
it. Damn it, sometimes you just got to listen, Ian.
Oh, we don't have time to listen to everything you have to say. So you just tell me, did he call the cops or not?
Condensed in like five, he didn't let me finish. All right, now, because what happened is, I said to him, you're going to try to screw me. You need to call a state cop. Okay, but I wouldn't call him because...
You're giving him advice on who to call, okay?
He's not. I wouldn't call him because, for a lot of reasons, including he won't even come. Okay, so this is what ended up having the Commonwealth cops call because I put in a request. I said, this has got to stop. This is the sixth time already you guys doing this to me. I put in a request. I only need 5 minutes to talk, and that's
a request to whom?
To the board of directors or a representative thereof.
Of the credit union. Okay.
So now I'm waiting for it because he had to get called in there for something. I'm waiting.
How many requests have you put into the board of directors at this credit union over time?
This will be the first time.
First time, okay.
Okay.
And the request was what? Boil it down.
I'm almost finished. I'm standing there waiting. And
are you outside or inside at this point?
Outside.
Outside, okay.
And all of a sudden, I hear I said, I hear, he says, how you doing today? I hear, he says, how's it going today? What's up? And I said, oh, hello there, officer.
Just standing here with my battle flag. You got a problem? Just
fly in helicopters and see if anybody falls out.
Trouble now, because here's what happened. And I talked about a lot of things. I pointed out my rights. I pointed out him not giving a damn. Yeah. I talked about troopers, different things.
Yep,
I talked about secession.
Talked his ear off. Yep. Okay.
I talked about secession. I talked about going to Rosemary's. I talked about how this is good for all just the people to come.
And what happened?
And then he goes in after a while. We talked about a lot of things I couldn't even talk to you about on this radio. He goes and he goes in there. And I gave him my idea initially. He asked. I said I gave him permission, of course, to run me. You know?
What does run you mean?
Run for warrants. Check for warrants. Okay.
He's in the building. So he goes in then, talks to the guy in there, whoever, and I'm out there waiting. He comes out, and I says, I look at him and says, okay, where does this sit? He looks at me and says, it doesn't. Now, the better part is...
What does that mean?
I'm going to tell you.
You don't have time. You got to get to it fast.
I am getting to it fast because...
This is fast.
My rights. Let me finish.
This is my rights.
Why aren't you a member of a credit confederacy instead of a credit union?
I took advice, and I was going down to Rosemary's, and I brought that up. Okay. And they found that very
What is the status of you and the credit union? Are you allowed to return to the bank with your flag or not?
Yeah.
What did the cop end up saying to you at the end of this encounter?
The police officer took care of it, because if I wouldn't have been able to, he would have told me. And I went down, took his advice.
So you did not get no trespass, and your intention is to go back the next time you're there while wearing the flag?
Well, yeah, and he's going to be really pissed.
Isn't that disrespectful, though? I mean, they asked you not to.
No, just the this is just the security guard, though.
No, it was one of the guys from that works for the bank.
Right, like the security guard for the bank.
Right, but see, here's the big problem here. His reason was, he said, I asked him, what do you do anyways? I know what you do. What do you do? He says, his answer is, for the people in the bank, there's no problem. And he said that control for peace. I like, what a crock of crap.
Thanks for the call tonight, Ricky. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. It does bring up kind of the question of, in a credit union, every person who has an account is supposedly a owner, a part owner of that institution. Can they get rid of a part owner? Presumably they can, right? Sort of like in the same way that a board of directors can eject one of the directors, right? So, you know...
Any club. You can eject a member from a club.
Are you really an owner of something if you can be removed from that thing?
Earlier this year, after many years of conflict over the direction of Bitcoin, the creators of Bitcoin Cash did just what they were told to do. They forked off. Now there are two Bitcoins, the one that is run by the big bank Betsy's, and Bitcoin Cash, the one that stays true to the creator's vision. Bitcoin Cash has surprised many with its relevancy and staying power, and the price reflects it. If you believe that Bitcoin was meant to be a low-cost, easy-to-use, peer-to-peer currency that could bring economic freedom to the world, you need Bitcoin Cash. Get your Bitcoin Cash wallet right now at Bitcoin.com.
Happy the rescue dog. He was missing hair, stinky, scabby. But I have a vet that I trust, and she recommended Dinovite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dinovite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega fish oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Free this week at Dinovite.com.
Dinovite.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want most of the time, but right now we are actually reserving this final segment of the show for a special interview with Roger Ver from Bitcoin.com. In the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Mike Lurie,
and Mark.
Mark, you wanted to do something a little bit different with your Edgington Post podcast that you've been doing, what, for a few years now? Several years?
Yeah, I'd say 5-6, something like that.
You've been doing interviews off the air for the most part, and the idea was, and I don't know if it was your idea or one of the amplifiers or whatever, but somebody came up with the idea of do an interview sort of during the show on the radio, partially, and then invite people to listen to the rest of the thing later on via podcast.
Right.
So you're joining the Edgington Post into Free Talk Live instead of it being its own separate podcast, basically.
Right. So the advantages for the podcast listeners, they don't have to download a second show. The advantage for the radio listeners is that they can get something, you know, sort of a new variety of voices that are brought in.
Yeah, and so you actually wanted to have Roger on to, I thought we were going to talk to him about SegWit 2X, and maybe we will after the show here tonight, because I got questions about what's going to happen with Bitcoin within the next month's worth of time or several weeks. But you actually wanted to talk to Roger about a new plot freedom related plan in around the globe. So can you introduce this, and then we'll bring Roger in here?
Yeah, so Roger Ver is probably better known to most as Bitcoin Jesus. He's the guy who he was a rather wealthy man, dropped a bunch of money into different Bitcoin companies in order to get things going, and he is credited by many as sort of creating the Bitcoin ecosphere. We all praise him for that. One new idea he's come up with is to create a nation, and I'm not going to go any further than that than to ask, Roger, are you there?
I'm here. Thank you, guys.
Yep.
Hey,
so,
you're calling us from Tokyo on Skype. Good morning.
Good evening for you guys.
Yes.
Tell us
about the pitch here.
This idea. I saw it at the Aspen conference. What was that conference called? Nexus?
Yeah, the Nexus Earth Conference. And to be honest, I thought we were going to be talking about Segwit 2X today, too. But I'm more than happy to talk about freesociety.com. And it's kind of, you know, what the name implies there. So it's our attempt to create the world's very first free society based on the ideas of, you know, non-aggression and voluntarism. And before the advent of cryptocurrencies, something like this wouldn't have been possible. So I'm sure I'm, you know, not the only person in your circle of friends who managed to make a decent amount of money or a lot of money because of our involvement with cryptocurrencies from the early days. So myself and another you know, voluntarist and early Bitcoin adopter named Olivier Janssens have gotten together, and we've launched, we've come up with more than $100 million worth of private capital.
Wow.
And the lawyers are, is right. So that's just the start. The lawyers are busy figuring out the way that we can allow the general public to participate with their cryptocurrency as well.
No, we need an ICO.
And the lawyers told me very, very clearly, do not call it an ICO. So we are definitely not going to have an ICO.
Would that be an initial continent offering?
initial country offering?
We can't call it that. But we're figuring out how we can let the public participate. And the idea is that we'll come up with, you know, $500 million or $1 billion or maybe even $2 billion worth of cryptocurrency. And we'll go around, which, you know, everybody that's been a cryptocurrency user knows that you can convert that into, you know, government pieces of paper called, you know, dollars or euros or whatever as well. And we're going to shop around to different governments around the world and find a government or two or maybe even three that are willing to sell us a nice big chunk of land and grant us sovereignty with that land.
So you're not just buying land, which, of course, you know, can be done pretty much anywhere. You're buying the sovereignty of that land, which has been pretty much done nowhere. Is that about right?
Well, there's actually a couple of, you know, historical examples of that. One of the, I guess, most well-known, if you study that sort of thing, is Monaco. Monaco was initially just purchased by someone and became its own country. So it has happened in the past. It hasn't happened in super modern history, but we're planning to change that. And money talks, and cryptocurrency makes it super easy to allow everybody in the entire world to participate. So this is a pretty exciting idea. And
and you have temporary examples in history like Hong Kong. And similar types of ports in China, and China would basically grant Britain or whoever the other powers were a 99-year lease where the country that would take the lease had essentially sovereign allode over that territory, but it was a temporary grant rather than a permanent purchase.
Yeah, so those have been good steps in the right direction, and, you know, it's clear looking at how successful places like Hong Kong have been that, you know, more economic freedom means more economic prosperity. But we're going to take it a whole step further. We're actually not planning to have any government whatsoever. We're going to have a constitution and the rules of the land there, but there isn't any one central authority that gets to enforce them or gets to say nobody else is allowed to enforce them.
Who builds the roads?
You can't possibly have roads.
Yeah, I'm guessing that we're probably going to manage to have roads as well, even without having a centralized institution forcing everybody at the point of a gun to pay for those roads. So people love roads and hospitals and schools and bridges and that sort of thing, and I'm sure people won't have any trouble whatsoever getting together and using voluntary means being able to fund those things. I'm very, very skeptical that people are going to get together on a voluntary basis and be able to come up with a bunch of money to build guns and tanks and bombs to drop on people in far-off lands that they've never been to before. So,
I guess the next obvious question, Roger, is can you tell us anything about these countries or where they're at?
So we've been searching. So the main geographic target areas actually are in the Caribbean and in the Mediterranean as well. So the idea is we want to have a seaport. We'd like to have an airport. We want some economic powerhouses nearby. So we have trading partners. We're not, you know, planning to go off in the woods and be all by ourselves. We want to have other, you know, people and businesses and things that we can trade with. And so we need to do that. We need to be near other, you know, economic powerhouses around
the world. So landlocked countries don't work. You can look all over the globe. Switzerland's about the most glaring, the difference here, you know, the exception that makes the rule, is that most landlocked countries are poor, so you would want to have some kind of port, and hopefully a deep water port, so you can get in shipments from large ships. You're right, being close to an economic powerhouse has its advantages. That's why Hong Kong is so wealthy. That's why Singapore, to some extent, is so wealthy. Singapore probably did it more with a free market. But anyway, Hong Kong certainly wealthy because of its proximity to China. What were the other criteria that you were looking for?
Airport.
Airport, yeah, it's got to be big enough for an airport. So that takes Pitcairn Island out of the run.
And it has to be a big enough piece of land where we can fit, you know, a bunch of people and do a bunch of things there. So,
I would guess that you're probably talking to Montserrat, since they abandoned their island over the volcanic eruption. And maybe some of these islands that just got wiped out by the string of hurricanes that went through there. So
great. I'm sure everybody wants to move there.
How are you trying to get places that are unoccupied?
We're exploring every option, and it's not necessarily just one option either. With the amount of money that we plan to raise, I think it would be potential. You know, we could potentially do several different places around the world.
You could build a seastead off the shore of Haiti, because you know the. It'd be a great place where you could get a lease on a, you know, land offshore or space offshore.
All right, so I've got some tough questions here, Roger, and I admit I have not done much research into this, but the first immediate objection that comes to mind is, how can you trust a government? I mean, shouldn't we all, as libertarians, understand that governments are liars, they are untrustworthy, they're scum, they're going to take your money, and then they're going to try bleeding you for more of it. And then, if you don't want to pony up, they're going to send men with machine guns in there to take their land back. I mean, so why would you trust a state?
Yeah, that very well may happen. We'll have to be very careful and make sure that our contract and agreement with this government is completely public so that the whole world knows what's going on. So at the very least, if they try to renege, the whole world will know that they're reneging. And there's actually some other interesting methods for contract enforcement that can be done using cryptocurrencies as well, including national defense.
Are you talking an assassination contract on the black market darknet?
I definitely never said anything about that. There are lots of interesting options.
Give me a call. I'll give you some help with some security if you need it.
Ian, the first thing anybody, libertarian or not, says about the Free State Project when we talked about it years ago was, well, you can't do that. They're going to roll in tanks.
Yeah.
Just the idea, if you collect enough libertarians in one place, that they would roll tanks in.
Yeah, that's what they said.
And,
yeah.
You know, so far, no tanks. Nothing even close to rolling tanks other than the Linco Bearcat.
More with Roger Ver coming up, not on the radio. If you're a radio listener, you'll have to check out our podcast later tonight. You can get that over at freetalklive.com. Download tonight's episode. The full interview with Roger will be after the radio show in the podcast version of the show. Roger, stand by. We'll continue our interview with you here in moments. We'll see you, radio listeners, tomorrow night at online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustained winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code RADIO30 up to 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get virtualshield.com, the world's easiest to use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at virtualshield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. Virtualshield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.